This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 396 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. Well, as you could probably hear, I am not recording in my normal studio. We are actually down in the Maz Studio South. And we're at Walt Disney World. What we're going to do this week is bring you some sounds from the parks. We were able to sit in and listen to a really, really good version of the first time in forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration. That's the one that they have over at Hollywood Studios. And normally, it's kind of okay. We got the sing-along and it's fun in the snow. This time, it was a really good interaction with the live actors on stage. So that's why I wanted to bring it to you this week. And it was basically recorded 2 days ago, so very fresh, gives you an idea what's going on. I think we might have a mask joke in there or two still, so they're still in there. Just as a quick update from the parks, cast members this past couple days ago are not wearing masks inside anymore as long as they're vaccinated, and everybody on transportation is still wearing masks either way, vaccinated or not. So that's about it mask-wise. Everywhere else, line-wise, show-wise, no masks. Hotel-wise, no masks. Okay, guys, so that's a quick update, and next week I'll give you a full trip report of everything that we've done on this trip, and we also have another one coming up in July, so we're looking forward to that to hopefully correct some of the things that you'll hear about that we might have messed up this trip. Okay, without further ado, here we go with the first time in forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration. Enjoy.
Welcomes you to, for the first time in forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration. Join in a fun storytelling and sing-along, capturing the best of Frozen moments. For the safety of others during our presentation, we ask you to refrain from smoking, eating, drinking, and flash photography. We encourage photos and recording, but please do not obstruct the view of those around you with your smart devices. And please, feel free to sing along at the top of your lungs. Thank you.
Hey, it's special because, well, for the first time in forever, Elsa and I will be celebrating the Arendelle Festival! Yay! I'm Anna. Hi. Now I'm honored to introduce to you the Royal Historians of Arendelle.
Hey, 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 everybody! Good morning!
Where are you? Where are you? Hi, Anna. Hi, Anna. There's people. Hi, everyone! Look at that! Allow me to formally introduce myself. I'm Aria!
Yeah. And I'm Sir Eric!
Sir Eric! Wait. Sir, mm-hmm. When we're united.
Oh, no, you don't have to be. No, Scott in operations,
yeah.
He saw me. He said, good morning, sir.
Yeah. Oh, please. Okay. Yeah. All right. Hello, m'lady. It's me. Move out of the way, lady. That's what he said to me.
All right. I'm just Eric.
Oh, thank you, just Eric. Oh, and what better way to celebrate Arendelle than for the royal historians to share the story of our kingdom, and our queen, who just happens to be my sister, Queen Elsa.
Where is Queen Elsa?
Yeah, where is she? I put on lashes. Oh, where is she? I can't remember.
I don't know.
What?
Have any of you seen my sister?
No.
Well, she's about so tall, blonde, and keeps to herself. Oh yeah, she's really weird. I see no powers. I know. Hey, Elsa, do you want to build a snowman? Yeah, that never really works. Oh, hi. What are you going to do?
Well,
it's almost fair in the hall.
Anna, we get the...
And everyone's already
here. Anna!
That is a blizzard.
Anna, hey! You got us?
Oh, yeah, we've got this. You go look for your sister and we'll go ahead and share the history of Arendelle.
And we're going to get everybody out here to sing all of the royal anthems. How does that sound?
Yeah? I love it! That sounds good. Well, I must be able to find my sister. I'll be back.
Okay.
Elsa! Elsa!
It's just the two of us. Are you ready for this?
I was born ready.
All right, here we go. Citizens of the Kingdom of Hollywoodland, we proudly present to you the story of Anna and Elsa. And we cordially invite you to the singing along of our Arendelle anthems. Just follow along if you don't know the words.
Oh, I bet they all know the words.
Okay, then where do you want to start?
Where else? Let it go, let it go. Okay, what were you thinking?
Okay, I say we start where every good story starts. The beginning.
Okay, it was a dark and stormy night.
Not any random beginning.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
I don't
even know. Okay, why don't you tell me when it started?
All right, it was a beautiful day in the kingdom of Arendelle.
Story, yes. There were two sisters who loved each other very much.
Princess Elsa and Princess Anna.
But Princess Elsa was different. She was born with special powers.
Magical powers, where she could create snow and ice. And Anna just loved playing in her magical snow.
Until something terrible happened. Elsa created a monstrous snowman.
No, you're jumping ahead. Back it up. Yeah. Ow! 6 feet. Yeah. Oh, no. Ha, ha. We can do 3 feet now.
Ah,
3 feet!
Yeah.
Go back to 6 feet. Yeah. Try 10, just for kicks.
You look way better on 10.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Back to the story! Elsa hit Anna with a magical power, freezing Anna's head.
Then the king and queen had to take Anna to go see the trolls for some help. Now, if you've never met a troll, consider yourself lucky. They are mischievous little creatures with this strange magic. Frankly, I don't like them.
Why?
One of them actually rolled up in a ball, rolled right over my toe.
They're rocks.
It hurt. I wrote a song about it.
Of course you did.
Why did you run over my toe, man?
Good to hear it.
Grandpappy's gonna pay.
Woman.
You know it hurt me really bad, and I'm so sad. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Grandpappy, the king of the trolls, was able to fix Anna's head, but he removed all memories of magic.
Listen to me, Elsa. Your power will only grow. There is beauty in it. But also great danger. You must learn to control it. Fear.
Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door, it's like you've gone away. We used to be best buddies, and now we're not. I wish you would tell me why. Do you want to build a snowman? It doesn't have to be a snowman.
Go away, Anna.
Okay, bye.
And it moves our story toward the best day ever, Coronation Day!
Coronation! I love instant breakfast.
Right? Several years have passed. It was time for Elsa to take the crown.
She stole the crown?
Okay, did you sit through all of Arendelle History 101?
I was virtually schooled. It kept freezing.
It was time for Elsa to become the Queen of Arendelle.
Yeah, but what about her snowy past?
Exactly. She was afraid that she didn't keep him hidden long enough, she'd be cast out of the kingdom forever.
Well, all the while, the lovely Anna would lie in bed and she'd be dreaming.
Ah.
Oh, and drooling of the possibilities that they would open those castle doors for the first time in...
Forever!
Hey, Anna, what day is it?
It's Coronation Day! It's Coronation Day! The window is open, so's that door. I didn't know they did that anymore. Who knew we owned 8,000 salad plates? For years I've roamed these empty halls. Why have a ballroom with no balls? Finally they're opening up the gates. There'll be actual real life people. It'll be totally strange. Wow, am I so ready for this change? Cause for the first time in forever, there'll be music.
She did meet someone tall, debonair, dreamy. Prince Hans of the Southern Isles.
What?
Yeah. What? Easy.
Oh. I would have to agree with all of them. I do not like the looks of that guy. He is too good looking.
Well, you are just jealous.
What?
I think he's dreaming.
Yep, you've already said that.
I'm going to say it again. I am a single gal, and I find him dreamy. Dreamy? He's looking at me. Hi, Hans. I'm single. fiance.
Now you know why she's single.
Yeah.
Don't forget, it's Coronation Day. All of the citizens of Arendelle and dignitaries of visiting kingdoms came to witness the royal coronation.
Elsa was able to keep her powers hidden long enough to be sworn in as Queen of Arendelle.
And then they party! Hands in the air, hands in the air.
I put my hands on the air like I just okay. I put my hands on the air like I just okay.
Single for life.
They had chocolate, the sisters' favorite food.
Yeah, but things were awkward between them. Remember, they hadn't seen each other or spoken to each other in a long time. And they were hoping maybe all of that would change.
Yeah, Hans comes back, and they dance the night away.
Ooh, it's a good thing he's wearing gloves.
Why?
Otherwise, she'd need some Hans sanitizer.
Come on, don't you just love true love?
It is not true love.
They just
met.
You obviously know nothing. True love. As a wise woman once said, love is an open door.
I would never ship you.
Okay, can I just say something crazy?
I love crazy.
All my life has been a series of doors in my face, and then suddenly I bump into you.
I was thinking the same thing, because like, I've been searching my whole life to find my own. Maybe it's a party talking or the chocolate fondue.
Taken in portrait mode. That's why I'm blurry. She said,
what? No, you go ahead. Go ahead, because I know where you're going with this.
Okay,
come on.
No. She said, you can't marry a man you just met.
Yeah, well, as Princess Anna said, and I quote, you can if it's true love. Yeah, uh-huh, she did.
Okay. All right, well then, there we go. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter anymore because everything was about to change. You know, they had, yeah.
What?
Everything was about to change.
Yeah, I know it was about to change.
Why was
it gonna change?
It was because.
Yeah, it was. I asked her to shout too far, cause she was on my side. She did this all over the ballroom.
Get the corner.
What did they call her? A witch.
They called her a witch.
A sorcerer.
Yes.
Yeah, she even impaled someone. Okay, that didn't happen. Really, truly, yeah.
But my acting was real.
No, everyone was scared.
No one was as scared as Elsa.
Oh!
Maybe that guy. Even though Anna pleaded with her to stay, Elsa ran far away across the fjords of Arendelle, freezing it in the process.
She froze all of Arendelle. She sent the entire kingdom into a cold, dark curse.
It was beyond cold.
What was it?
It was frozen.
Frozen.
Thank you.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I.
The guys, I am so impressed. First of all, you know the words. Second of all, they're saying that, let it go, let it go. And all the kids were like, Dad, stop singing, you're amazing. You're so cute. So we're going to have all the dads sing by yourselves right now. Ready? One, two, three.
Let it go, let it go.
See?
Yeah, they knew
both lines. Let it go, let it go. The new show on Disney Plus. The dads of Disney sing Let It Go.
Oh, yeah! I would buy the calendar. Okay, well, let me tell you something. There's more cold in this story.
Yeah.
Anna feels like the entire mess was her fault.
Which it was.
Went out into the blizzard to find her sister, which she did.
She made it all the way up to the North Mountain. That's where Elsa was building the castle.
Oh, no.
If you've seen Elsa yet. It's almost time for the Arendelle Festival.
Why, no, Christoph, we haven't seen her yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we remember seeing the... We've... Remember seeing the Queen of Arendelle, Kristoff, when she were here.
It's a face you're making.
It's your small
one. I don't do that face. It's more like this. It's more like... That's pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
People say we look alike. I've heard that before, actually.
Kristoff, I am your father.
Wait a minute. You left me with the trolls?
Listen! You were a fixer-upper.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, you guys do me a favor, just keep an eye out for Elsa.
Rightio, Mr. Reindeer King.
Yes. It's
Kristoff, but okay.
Hey, speaking of which, though, I almost didn't recognize you without Sven. Where is he? Is he around the corner? Bring him out. We want Sven! Sven!
Yeah, he found himself some carrots, but, you know, I couldn't help overhearing your story.
I know, it's pretty good so far, right?
Yeah,
we have been telling every single detail.
Yeah,
really good. Yeah, you kind of missed a big piece, though. I did help Anna a lot. Without me, she never would have made it to the North Mountain. Hello.
Okay.
What are you going to say to that?
Okay, well, you're missing a big piece.
Oh,
like the whole love story bit.
What?
Yeah, you liked her. What?
It had nothing to do with it. It was a blizzard. Lots of ice everywhere.
I sell ice.
Do you see the problem?
No, I don't. I don't see the problem.
I had to help Anna to save my business.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that, buddy. But everybody here knows you liked her, right?
You liked her.
All right, I have to get back to Anna. Find Elsa before the festival.
I'm on for Christmas! Okay, I'm just going to say it because a lot of you are thinking it, all right? He's dreamy, too.
You're
screaming, I'm not.
Hey, hold on a second here. Help me out.
Yeah.
Hans is,
dreaming.
Yeah. Kristoff is,
dreamy.
Eric is,
dressed like an elf. You cannot see it once I say it. Yeah.
Oh, I want a cookie. Why would you say that? You know I have low elf esteem.
Moving on. Anna, now with the help of Sven and Kristoff, they start their long journey up the North Mountain. They had to navigate through dark woods where wolves attacked their sled.
Werewolves?
Just wolves! Yeah.
Well, they lost Kristoff's newly lacquered sled.
Weird.
Exploded. Like sleds do. So they continued their journey on foot.
And they came across this beautiful glen with the frozen waterfalls, the ice, there was snow.
And this is where we meet the true hero of our story. A talking snowman named...
He likes warm hugs and summer.
A snowman that likes the summer. You gotta love this guy.
Summer. Oh, I don't know why, but I've always loved the idea of summer and sun and all things hot.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope. But sometimes I like to close my eyes and imagine what it'd be like when summer does come. Bees the buzz, kids a blow dandelion fuzz, and I'll be doing whatever snow does in summer. A trick in my hand, my snow up against the burning sand, probably getting gorgeously tanned in summer. I'll finally see a summer breeze blow away a winter storm, and find out what happens to solid water when it gets warm. And I can't wait to see what my buddies all think of me. Just imagine how much cooler I'll be in summer. Together, it just makes sense. Winter's a good time to stay in and cuddle, but put me in summer and I'll be a happy snowman. When life gets rough, I like to hold on to my dream, relaxing in the summer sun, just letting off steam.
And you said cuddle, get out!
Oh, the sky will be blue, and you guys will be there too. When I finally do what frozen things do in summer.
I'm gonna tell him.
Don't you dare.
In summer.
I love that snowman.
What's that love? He's cute, he can sing.
He loves summertime.
He loves summertime, yeah. Wait, you said time. No, we're running out of time.
What?
We've got to finish the story.
Let's finish it. Double time. Okay. Go, quick, okay. Now.
Olaf, Kristoff, Anna, and Sven reach Elsa's ice castle on the North Mountain.
Elsa tells Anna to go away and she freezes her heart.
Accidentally.
Then we find out Arendelle's fate.
She sends Marshmallow after him. Kristoff and Anna almost die jumping off of a cliff, but luckily the snow softens her fall.
Then we find out that Olaf has no skull and no bones.
I don't have a skull. Or bones.
Anna's hair starts to turn white, so Kristoff takes her to see the love expert.
But it was getting too late. Anna was getting colder by the minute. And Pabi said,
only an act of true love can thaw a frozen heart.
He's British?
He's a rolling stone.
So they race off to Arendelle to find Hans, so he can melt Anna's heart with a true love kiss. There's a true love!
But Hans gathers a group of men to capture Elsa. Not a go-go.
Kristoff gets Anna back to Hans to save the day. Hans leaves you to kiss Anna when all of a sudden,
he laughs in her face.
Hans is a bad guy?
He leaves Anna in a cold room to freeze to death so he can take over the kingdom.
Hans is a bad guy? She starts a race across the fjord. She sees that Hans is in hot pursuit. All the while, Olaf comes to the rescue of Anna.
It was Olaf who convinces Anna that Kristoff, not Hans, is her true love.
I'm on the frozen fjord. Anna runs to Kristoff. Well, she's shuffling. She's got the boots on. She's on the ice. She's starting to freeze. Oh, no. She's dragging her foot. Oh, she might have a plantar fasciitis. She sees that Hans is about to kill her sister. She's torn. What does she do? Does she save herself or does she save her sister? What does she do? What does she do?
What does she do?
Eric, what does she do?
This is why the computer froze!
They're staring at you.
Olaf saves the day. Why not? Olaf gets rid of Hans and he kisses Anna.
What?
Through the talking stone, it acted too long that melts a frozen heart and they lived happily ever after because some people are worth nothing for. Right on time.
Look at that. Wow, I'm not sure we told the ending right. We didn't talk about it on the way home.
Hey, boss.
Oh,
Anna!
Hi! Hi, Kristoff!
Hello again.
Hello again, hello. Anna, have you found your sister yet?
Well, we're still kind of looking for her.
Hey, wait. What's happening? Hey, it's getting cold in here. That could only mean one thing.
Oh, I hope so!
Saved your sister and yourself.
An act of true love will thaw frozen hearts. You're my sister, Elsa. I love you.
Oh, green, green high. The citizens of Hollywood Land have been doing an amazing job singing our Arendelle anthems.
And it's as if they already knew all the songs.
That's wonderful. You make all of Arendelle very proud.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric, and you, Aria. Oh. The Royal Historians of Arendelle!
Oh, stop it!
Thank you!
Happy to your service, m'lady. It's what we do.
Today's the Arendelle Festival! And I know the perfect way to help celebrate.
I hope everybody liked listening to that. By the way, when he called out the girl that yelled out Puddle in the song, that was my daughter Hope. So you can send all your comments to her as far as if that was a good thing or a bad thing to do. Okay, guys. Well, thanks for listening. That was show number 396, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You can email us at questions at thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at Ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, Jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram @thedisneynerdspodcast, and Twitter @thedisneynerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Simple rule that's compulsory.